Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I'm your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I'm a medicine man, and my chosen modality is the written and spoken word. My medicine bundle is open. I've lit the incense and offered it to the four directions. I invite you to sit with me in sacred ceremony. If you are an agent of the government, you are, of course, welcome to listen, but bear in mind that the words and actions of the medicine man in ceremony are protected under federal and international law. You can join the conversation by tweeting me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudToeSasquatch, or by email at MudToeSasquatch@gmail.com. And now, Mudtoe at Midnight. And here I am, in a rather noisy place, but a place where we can have a little conversation, I think. Welcome. I am Mudtoe at Midnight, my little corner of the internet. Tonight I'm broadcasting from Garcia's International Restaurant on Hudson and in my sprawling city in the Midwest. I make futile efforts to maintain my anonymity, so I don't say the name of my city, which makes it rather silly for me to try and promote my friend's restaurant. But on the other hand, you know, if you don't have a Hudson or a High Street in your city, you can probably fairly conclude that I'm not talking about. And if you're really interested in seeking out Garcia International, which is the finest location for Peruvian, you can always Google it, can't you? And find your Garcias and your Hudson and your High without my having to say the name of the city. I don't really do that. And if you like that kind of food, you probably already know about it anyway. So why are you giving me so much grief? I don't know. We don't want to start off the show with this activity, though. I do have kind of a story to tell along those lines. First of all, I hope you're hearing me okay. I think it's because I go over the restaurant's Wi-Fi and stick into the internet like I probably should. So if we'll qualify, please let me on my Twitter account. Which is another thing I should let you know that. My little announcement there at the beginning is once again accurate because I reactivated my Twitter account. But I'll come back to that in a minute. So I tell you, I was here at the restaurant. I got a time here because I live right around the corner. And there was a new waitress here. And she, and without going through the whole story, she came in. She's a very rah-rah capitalism kind of person. And I turned to Iggy and I said, I think an exorcism is in order. And the waitress got really upset. I can imagine that. I mean, that's definitely one of my tamer comments. Although I realized, you know, I didn't know her very well. Probably shouldn't, you know, played with her in that way without knowing, you know, where she was coming from and how she would take it as if it's a joke or if she would get upset, which is what she did. I removed myself from the situation. I had an excuse because I was going to work at the theater that night. But I guess the very next night, something similar occurred between that waitress and Iggy's sister, Rosa. And so the waitress is more. So I think that's where the situation of whether I was going to apologize or what I was going to do. On Facebook, I put up a Ho'oponopono prayer, which is sort of a reversing kind of prayer to turn negative to positive. And it's right where I ask forgiveness, not of the person who was wronged, but for the wrong itself. And I did that, so I feel I've covered this. I don't. I'm not feeling the need to seek out this person and apologize. I've learned a lesson. You know, just to know who you're talking to, and know what they're sort of. Feelings and proclivities are before I, not me, I shouldn't be saying, you know, it's about me, I attack their fundamental beliefs. So anyway, that's what we're all about. That's what I'm against. This is me. It's about me. It's all about me. This is Mudtoe's show. and I talk about the thing going on in my life, and I hope that these things go out over the internet, and someone somewhere who may need to hear these words will hear them. You can also get Joe on my website, mudtoesasquatch.com. You can see samples of my writing there. Small samples of my writing will someday evolve into longer samples of my writing, which will be books and e-books and that sort of thing. So watch out for all of those kind of things. You can hear me here on Radio, the With Insights channel of Log Talk Radio, every Friday night at midnight. You can also listen to our other programs here on With Insights, more traditional spiritual love and light kind of program. We have Iggy and Rosa doing their intuitive readings on Monday, 6 p.m. Tuesdays is the Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with Jenny Seek. Wednesdays is the Entrepreneurial Excellence Hour with Heather Tapia. I believe that's at 3 p.m. in the afternoon on Wednesdays. And then on Fridays, there's me, Mudto at Midnight, with your host, Mudto Sasquatch, a man I know very well. Thank you once again for joining me. I know I overdo it with the thank yous, basically because I can't remember whether I did it or not. I really should. I've thought about having a thank you pad beside me down every time I thank you for being here. But I do thank you for being here. I mean, that's I feel fortunate that anyone wants to hear my ramblings. And ramblings they are. Ramblings they can be. I get sometimes I feel like I make some good points, and other times I feel like I'm just searching for, you know, a spirit. Just send me something to come out of my mouth so that I can fill up this half an hour. I enjoy seeing your comments. You can leave comments on my blog about the writing or about other things, but to just please let me know in your post what your comments in reference to, so that I know you're not a bot, you know, just throwing something out there for no reason. Just make it clear in your wording, and give me some sort of sign that you're a human being. And then that it's a moderated comment, so if I see that you're a human being and you don't say anything that's just totally outrageous, like, you know, send blacks to Africa or anything, you know, like that. Obviously, I'm not going to pass anything like that along, but a reasonable comment, whether it's positive or negative about my work, whether you agree with me or disagree with me, any well-reasoned, well-stated comment will be passed along to everyone else who looks at the blog. So there's that. I think that's all of the housekeeping. So what else shall we talk about? I did mention about the Twitter account. I had a Twitter account for a while last year, and it just got to be it took just too much energy to keep up with it. And I was actively sort of trolling, I guess, for that. Trolling, it's not what I mean. Trolling has a different connotation on the internet than what I mean. What I meant was sort of fishing for. I was going out actively trying to find Twitter followers, or whether they really wanted to follow me or not. You're just making deals, you know, you follow me, I'll follow you. And just sweating it every time, you know, my follower count would go down by one. So eventually I just trashed the whole thing. I didn't feel like I was getting a lot of feedback that was useful to me. I think there's a lot of negativity on Facebook. It's sort of concentrated on Twitter because you have a very strict limit on how long your comments can be, and it's not very long. And so I think all of that that sort of hate and negativity gets you get it in sort of like bullets rather than grenades. And it's very, I found it very very taxing. It took a lot of energy to deal with there. So I shut it down. I went away from my Twitter, and I found I was a happier person. So why step back to it now? Well, I was designing some Mudwatch business cards. It'd be my first Mudto Sasquatch business cards that I can, when I go out and about, or if I go to some sort of a writer's conference, which I hope to be doing, where I go to shows, you know, these love and light kind of shows a lot of my friends go to. I think I might be able to hitch a ride with one or two of them. need something to hand people so they remember me and they know who I am. To listen to the radio show, that's what's most prominently featured on the cards is this radio show and where to find it. And I also have a phone number and my address, which kind of defeats the purpose, I guess. When those cards start going out, there's really no point. It's Columbus, Ohio. That's Ohio. Damn it. Not damn it. I like it here. But it's the whole anonymity thing just takes too much, so I have thrown it up. No more. I mean, I'm not going to tell you my name, although it's not to figure it out because it's on the Facebook page. It's associated with my Joe Sasquatch base page. Facebook. It's, and I've said my name on the air before anyway, just not thinking about it. So I'm still my Joe, but I'm in Columbus, so deal with it. And so the university I talk about all the time, sometimes in disparaging terms, is the Ohio State University. So you know that now, too. Anyway, I was designing this business card on Vistaprint. If you're familiar with them, they have television commercials on. You get 250 cards for $10, and that's it's about fits with my budget. And they have a lot of sort of preset designs, and you can go in there and tweak, work with them a little bit. And I got a wonderful one. I think suits me very well. It was just black and white. It's white lettering on a black background. And that's sort of coming from a place of darkness and into the light, and also a reflection of the sort of bits of darkness and light that are mixed together in me. And I think it looks cool. And there's a place on there for, and I used my picture, which some of you may have seen. Actually, it's a little bit different pose picture I took at the same time. It's a different picture. It's a picture of me with my my face kind of half in light and half in shadow. And on the website, it's just my eyes. It's kind of cropped, one of those pictures with just my eyes. I wanted to do that on the business cards, but there really wasn't one that lent itself to that. There wasn't a design that had that sort of a shape where I could put the picture in, and I would have had to move things around. I wasn't totally confident in my ability to make them. So I found one in a more conventional picture and a square picture in the middle of the card. So they led to a picture of good old me right in the middle. Name and my address and my phone number and my website and email address and listen to my show at midnight, from midnight on Blog Talk Radio. All that was on there. And there was one slot left, and they were suggesting your Twitter handle. And I said, well, I don't have a Twitter handle, but I couldn't think of anything better to put there. So because of the business, I reactivated my Twitter account, which you don't really reactivate. Once you, unlike Facebook, it keeps your information forever, it seems. When I reacted, I had closed my Facebook account, but when I opened up my Twitter account, I closed the account. And then, like a couple months later, somebody wanted to send me a picture. And when I clicked on the picture to download it, it automatically reactivated my Facebook account for me. Wonderful, helpful people at Facebook. All the time I haven't asked for. So then what the hell, I just left the Facebook up and had both of them, the Facebook and the Twitter, for a while, and then I got rid of the Twitter. Well, Twitter, not the same as Facebook in that they don't save your data. Now, I'm sure it's somewhere on some server somewhere if never wanted to come and find it, but once your account is gone, that's my understanding. So I just had to restart Mudtoe Sasquatch, _Mudtoe Sasquatch, which I was able to do. But I didn't start going after followers. What I did was I clicked on news sites. CNN. I didn't do Fox News. I did BBC. NPR and a bunch of them, and I just left and generated a grand total of two follow other news sites that I haven't followed. If what I would do is followed me, I don't know if I would follow. My policy is basically to follow back anybody who follows me, but if I find them offensive in some way, I can make exceptions. I don't know what I would do if Fox News followed me. I'd have to check back with you on that. But so far, I've only had two people or two entities follow me, and they were both other news sites. Actually, they were both weather-related news sites. I'm not quite sure what to make of that. But my, some of you out there and some of the people who look at me on Facebook, I have a Facebook, my Sasquatch Facebook as well. But those of you who see Twitter will follow me on Twitter, and exactly why, I don't know. I mean, if you follow me on Facebook, you're going to get pretty much the same thing as you're going to get from my Twitter account, maybe a little bit more of it. But, yeah, but if you want to, you know, if you want to follow me and be a part of Mudtoe Nation on Twitter, I'm certainly not going to stop you. And Twitter is a very convenient place, I think, to leave your comments for me. And I'm checking, I've got six new tweets. I'm going to go ahead and check right now, see if any of them are people are for me. Now I see a Huffington Post, Wall Street Journal, Huffington Post Living, and Time.com. So nobody out there twittering for Mudtoe yet. But you know, now that you're out there, now that you know that I'm out there, I think this would be the most, if you had like a sort of a brief, pithy comment about what it is I'm doing, you don't need to, you don't feel the need to write a dissertation. The you know, my comments on the blog would probably be better if you have a lot to say. But if you don't have a whole lot to say, you just want to tell me how great I am, I can certainly appreciate that. Or if there's something specifically you'd like me to talk about, I love it when people ask me to talk about things on the show because that gives me something to do. I mean, I don't have to come up with the whole show, and it makes it really a lot less work for me if you can just give me even the simplest thing to start off on. And that can take me in a direction. So I think Twitter is good for that, if that's the direction you want to go. But I look at Twitter, I look at the blog, I don't look at my my mail, my Gmail, quite as often. I generally don't look at it during the show. So there, you wouldn't, you're not going to have the possibility of immediate feedback. But with the Twitter or the Facebook page, you might. So let me talk about the blog. I try to do that on every show. MudtoeSasquatch.com. Tuesdays and Fridays are the normal schedule where I post. This year, the Tuesday post was a little late, but it did get on to Facebook on time. Just didn't have an opportunity to copy and paste it onto the blog until yesterday. But that one was about a little experience I had on the road where I was very angry about something else and ended up losing my cool and being in and out of traffic. I had to pull off for a while and sort of let my mind come back. And it reminded me of something an old meditation teacher of mine taught me about the nature of meditation. And it's like a seagull. Your mind in meditation is like a seagull on a ship at sea. And first of all, the seagull stays on the ship because that's grounded in that safety. But at some point, the bird will take off and fly away, you know, from the boat and out over the ocean. That's like the wandering. It's off and just goes to all other places. And then you realize suddenly, hey, I'm supposed to be meditating. And that's the seagull realizing, hey, you know, I got to get back to the ship because there's nothing else for me to land on. So that occurred to me as this idea of the seagull, or my mind as the seagull taking off while I was in the car. I'm thinking about all the, this is about thinking about all the people who had made me feel unworthy, because that's where my anger was coming, the idea of someone of being unable to accomplish the task that I wanted to accomplish, having been for that by people I loved and respected in my very early years, and felt to feel inferior over that. So that's the first. That one's entitled Seagull, and the date on that is 2/26, February 26th. The Friday blog, March 1st, here's an interesting, it's called, the title's Plagiarizing Myself, and here's what happened. I'm starting to look, as I talked about last week, I'm starting to look for freelance writing work on the internet, and what was it called? It's Yahoo Contributor Network. And it's Yahoo.com, and they have a lot of sort of associated pages, Yahoo Sports, Yahoo Life and Leisure, and so on and so forth. And they get a lot of that stuff, kind of like the Huffington Post does. They get it from contributors, people who watch or read. The difference is that Yahoo pays a little bit for it. And I found through my research there are a number of sites like that solicit freelance writing to use as content for websites, and then they pay a little bit for it. Yahoo is probably the most democratic of them that I've looked at. In other words, they will look at whatever it is that you write. At least they say that they will at least look at it. They will demand certain things. That Yahoo doesn't pay as much as some of the other ones do. So I figure, you know, a foot in the door kind of thing, and just to see something that I'm up for. I went on the website, kind of registered for a membership, and looked around, and found myself on in their sort of editing area, where you type in your text, and it's very much like the text processor that I use on my blog. It's a WordPress blog. And so I pulled up some text from an old blog, and an old blog that I had written, and sort of pasted it in there and started playing with it. And I ended up, you know, over a period of a couple of hours, just doing a big revision on it. And I was very, very proud of how it came out. I thought, this is actually, this is a nice piece of writing. So I went ahead and submitted it, you know, just submit it, see what happens. Now, what I didn't think of was the writing you submit there is supposed to be fully original writing. It's never appeared anywhere else before. Well, this has appeared. An earlier version of it has appeared someplace before. So what may happen is that Yahoo will come back to me and say, sorry, but it came back that you copied this from this dude called Mudjo Sasquatch, because my membership at the Yahoo Contributor Network is under my real name. So a couple of things I've learned from that. So it needs to be obviously 100% original. By the way, they're getting ready to shut down here. Garcia is in there cleaning everything up. That's all the noise that you're hearing. I'll try to talk through that. So I learned, you know, one, has to be 100% original. Two, think before you do anything. And I'm going to take the opportunity. I think I'm just going to kick over the traces and file another. You'll file for a different membership under the Mudjo Sasquatch name and just do it all under that. Because obviously I want to be able to cross-promote things. So anyway, those are the two blogs. One about being mad in the car and trying not to kill myself. And the other one about submitting my very first piece of writing for freelance internet publication. And I'll certainly let you know how that goes once I get the, or how you even access that, because I think there's a personal profile page where people can come to look at, you know, the writers and what they're all about. But as far as the content, I'm not sure how people from the outside access that. But I'm definitely going to look into that and post that in my various places, in my Facebook page and whatnot. And I'll actually let you know here on the radio show as well. Okay, got a couple more Twitters here. Let me look. Nope, Huffington Post and ESPN. So, no love for Mudjo out there on Twitter yet, but I'm sure that will come with time. I lost my Twitter hat. I had a cap that an old Twitter follower had knitted me. She was out in New Mexico, and she sent me this sort of orangish, rustish, yellowish knit cap that I really liked a lot. And it tried to escape from me several times, and finally it did manage to escape from me, I believe, in a McDonald's near the place that I was working for a short time. And I was not able to recover it, but I feel that the hat must have had a destination in mind, that the hat is now with someone who needed it more than I did. So the hat continues on its journey. It came from New Mexico to me, and now it's off with someone else. So I wish it well, and thank you, hat, for the service you did for me. That happened because I was looking at my clock. looking at my clock, and I got probably 5 more minutes to fill. So I was going to talk about Eric Garcia's, and not the other day, but as I was sitting here getting ready for the show, they put out their beer and wine list, which is a new, never really had a list before. And I was noticing they have Bud Light Lime, Bud Light with that sort of a wonderful fruity taste. And I was thinking, didn't Bud Light used to have TV commercials about how beer that had fruit in it wasn't really beer? The thing where they're making man laws. Do you remember those commercials? Burt Reynolds was in them, and they'd have this little discussion, and they'd make a man law. And I swear, one of the man laws they made was no fruit in beer. And now Bud Light, which I believe was the ones who made the man law commercial, I could be mistaken about that. I haven't researched it. But it's just that sticking in my head that it was Bud Light, and now there's Bud Light has a lime beer. So evidently there has been a coup d'etat at the headquarters of the Bud Light people. I could probably actually find that out because it's very near to the place I used to work, where I was working for 3 weeks. It is a Budweiser production plant. They make Bud Light there. And I wonder if the people who are in charge of Bud Light might not be there too. Or they might be off somewhere else. You know, that happens a lot, that somewhere in New York City or Los Angeles or some of the other places. Atlanta is a big one, where you find corporate headquarters that are just absolutely divorced from everything else that the company does. Might even be some of those in Columbus. I know Nationwide Insurance is here, but I think they actually, I mean, it's not like a factory. They, you know, make insurance. What else is here? Huntington Bank, which I don't think has any sort of presence too far from, I think there's maybe like an Ohio and Michigan thing, and that's about it. Abbott Laboratories is here. I think their corporate headquarters is here, too. Well, anyway, I'm not sure what my point of that little divergence was, but the point is I'm trying to think of things to talk about in these last 4 or 3 minutes, maybe. And I hope you're hearing me. My computer, I think Skype was acting up before, so I really need to go back and listen to some of these episodes, some of the stuff on the archive, and see if you're even hearing me. I would think that it says on the archive that we get about 500 to 600 listeners a week, which is nice. This is on the archive, people coming in during the week and listening to it. Now, I don't know whether they listen for 30 seconds and then quit, but I would think of all those people, someone might call and say, hey, I can't understand a word you're saying. What is this even a show? And that hasn't happened, but so I've been lazy about checking the show to see if something is actually going out. So I will have to check this one. I don't have any internet at home now because of my unemployment, and at this point I'm reasonably sure that I'm going to be making about $150 in March, in addition to the food stamps. So I've had to economize at home, and one of the things I got rid of was my internet. So I came here to Iggy's place to do my show. You know, technically it's not going to work. Then I got to do the fallback of doing the show off my cell phone, which is a pain for you and a pain for me. So let's just our fingers crossed and hope that does not happen. Okay, I've gotten my 90-second alert. It's time for me to start gracefully stepping off the stage. Once again, as I always do, thank you for listening. Gives me a reason to stay up late on Fridays. And I love having this platform. It helps in a time when I don't have a therapist. You know, this is sort of my substitute therapist. So thank you for being my substitute therapist. I hope you come back next week. I hope you tweet me on Twitter. I hope you send me an email. Tell me what you think of the writing. Tell me what you think of the show. I'll be here next Friday. Come see me. Come listen to me. And for now, have a pleasant evening.